Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have your sports break for October 21st in sports history. But before we do, we want to make sure that you know that we are on Twitter. We are at Pigskin Dispatch. It comes up as Pigpen Sports. And we'd love to have you come and join us for some great discussions that we talk about each and every day of great sports history. Now let's get to those jersey numbers we're talking about for October 21st. They are 9, 31, 20. 27, 5, 19, 20, 17, 18, and jersey number 2. October 21st, 1973 starts us off at the World Series. The defending champion Oakland A's defeated the New York Mets 5-2 in Game 7 at Oakland Alameda County Coliseum to retain the title. The A's manager, Dick Williams, immediately put in his termination. He resigned from his great position he had, winning a couple World Series, and the most valuable player was A's outfielder number 9, Reggie Jackson. October 21st, 1973, Fred Dreyer of the then Los Angeles Rams became the first player in NFL history to score two safeties in the same game. And October 21st, 1974, the National Hockey League's New York Islanders goaltender, number 31, Billy Smith's first shutout win, a 5-0 blanking of the Washington Capitals. October 21st, 1975, the Boston Red Sox number 27, Carlton Fisk's 12th inning home run defeated the Reds of Cincinnati 7-6 in Game 6 of the World Series. And October 21st, 1976, at the World Series of defending champions, Cincinnati Reds swept the New York Yankees. They beat the Bombers 7-2 in Game 4 at Yankee Stadium. Most valuable player was Reds catcher number 5, Johnny Bench. October 21st, 1976, the New York Knicks retired the franchise's first number a great player, and that was number 19, Willis Reed. October 21st, 1980, the World Series had the Philadelphia Phillies defeating the Kansas City Royals 4-1 at Veterans Stadium to secure the series 4-2 in six games. The Phillies won their first World Championship in their 98-year history. Most valuable player was Phillies third baseman, number 20, Mike Schmidt. October 21st, 1984, the Cleveland Browns kicker, number 15, Steve Cox, set a club record with a 60-yard field goal. On October 21st, 1997, Cleveland Indians outfielder, number 17, Marquise Grissom, recorded a hit in his 15th straight World Series game, second longest 9-inning World Series game at 4 hours and 12 minutes, as the Florida Marlins defeated the Indians 14-11. And remember, Grissom, had that 15-game streak, but he played the two previous seasons as number 9 of the Atlanta Braves, who were in the World Series the years prior. And October 21st, 1998, at the World Series, New York Yankees defeated San Diego Padres 3-0 in Game 4 at Qualcomm Stadium to sweep the Padres and win a second title in 3 years. Most valuable player was Yankees third baseman Scott Brosius, number 18 for the Yanks. October 21st, 2007, the Tennessee Titans kicker Rob Baranis, number 2, set an NFL record for the most points scored in a game with no touchdowns being part of that. He had 26 points in a 38-36 win over the Houston Texans at Reliance Stadium in Houston. Well, that is your sports history for this October 21st. There is your sports break. Glad you could join us. Hope you join us each and every day for more great sports history as we give it to you each day on the sports break. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. You get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.